Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, it's 970-353-1310. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, no Rams over the weekend, but that Boise State, Utah State series, that turned out to be pretty fun. That was much must-watch basketball, at least for me.
Yeah, that was really good stuff. Kind of just showcasing the high quality of the Mountain West. Really, really good series there. Great wins for Boise State puts them in a pretty good spot and puts Utah State in a little bit of peril.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that knocks Utah State out of this conversation as far as March Madness goes. But all right, let's look at this, Kevin. You're the guy to break this thing down for us, man. Boise State's 14-3 in the conference. San Diego State's 11-3. Boy, they have really come on. The Rams, of course, sitting at 11-3. First things first, Kevin. Rams, this is what we know, that we have the Air Force game scheduled. I don't know what that looks like after or before, but the Rams have to win both of those games if they want any shot of winning the regular season title.
Yep, that's obviously the first thing is win your games. Right now, those are just the two Air Force games. Have to win those, both for Mountain West purposes and obviously for NCAA tournament purposes. It would be pretty catastrophic or completely catastrophic to lose those. Right now, we still don't know on reschedules what the Mountain West may or may not do. There's kind of a report saying that CSU is kind of dictating who they want to play and not play, and that's not terribly true because, I mean, the Mountain West will decide who plays and who doesn't play. It's not really CSU's to decide who is going to play them or who they might reschedule. But yeah, big thing for CSU. It doesn't look like they'll play this week until Air Force no reschedule games or non-conference games or anything. So go beat Air Force is kind of the name of the game right now.
Yeah, number one. And again, the rest will play out as we go. All right, let's look at tiebreakers. If Boise State wins out, if they beat San Diego State both times and they finish 16-3, what is that? Boise State has a tiebreaker at this stage, right, Kevin?
Yeah, so it can get a little complicated based on number of things. But yeah, Boise State, even then, actually, because they would both CSU and Boise State would be on three losses. And then I think it would come down to who is, because CSU and Boise split, so that's the first thing. So you don't have a clear winner there. If one of them had swept, then it would be clear, but they split. And then I believe next comes down to, the next opponent at the top of the Mountain West or, you know, going down the standings, who has an advantage in the record. And then it would depend a little bit on how Utah State does against Nevada, because if you say Utah State sweeps Nevada, then Utah State would be above San Diego State in the standings. And Boise swept Utah State, and so they would have that advantage. CSU split with Utah State, so it's very complicated. But yeah, a Boise sweep basically would win them the conference most likely. Again, it depends on reschedules. We could have more games next week that could obviously throw some of this for a loop.
Yeah,
but and honestly, it makes sense. If you go to San Diego State in the final week of the season, sweep them, you should be a conference champion, probably.
Yeah, no question about it. You'd earn that. But best case scenario, Kevin, isn't it? Okay, Rams win both of their games, and Boise State, San Diego State split, and Rams got it right.
Yep, I think that's what CSU fans should want, is that or a San Diego State sweep. Because a San Diego State sweep, again, as games are, let's assume there are no games added or anything, I believe CSU would have the tiebreaker there as far as everything I understand, because San Diego State was swept by Utah State and CSU split with Utah State. So CSU fans most likely want to split, but even a San Diego State win would probably end up in their favor again, depending on what happens with other games. It's tough right now. Normally, going into the final week, you can have all these definitive answers, and honestly, it's usually pretty simple because everyone's played the same number of games and all that. But it's the COVID year, and so nothing is simple.
No, very complicated. Very, very interesting, though, if you're a Mountain West fan at all, or even if you're just a college basketball fan, these conference finishes like this are crazy. This is what's interesting to me, Kevin. With CSU, and we've talked a lot about this, we've had some Rams fans chiming in. You got to be careful because Rams fans won another game after the Air Force situation, but let's say you win both those Air Force games, Boise State, San Diego State split, whatever, San Diego State wins both games, well, you're sitting pretty. Do you want to mess with that? Do you want to reschedule the Nevada situation? New Mexico, you could, right? Even though they're bad, crazy things can happen. The Rams did lose in the first round of the conference tournament last year to Wyoming. We didn't expect that. So this is where you got to be kind of careful to not bite off more than you want to chew, because you could take care of it and win the title just with these scheduled games against Air Force. And if you schedule another game or two, that could turn out negatively toward you. But then on the other hand, it might be a better resume builder if you don't win the regular season title for the March Madness tournament.
Yeah, exactly. There are so many different ways you can pull this argument. And I guess the big picture thing is the Mountain West's main objective is to get as many teams into the NCAA tournament as possible. That is the main goal. So right now, obviously, there are four that are in the mix. I don't think all four will make it, but they're in the mix. So Mountain West, realistically, fair or not fair, whatever you want to call it, Mountain West needs to protect those teams. So does having CSU play Nevada make sense? I'm not sure that does, because obviously Nevada's a very good team, and they could beat CSU, and that would hurt CSU's resume. But would CSU beating Nevada do enough to help the Rams? I'm not sure the risk or the reward outweighs the risk there. Likewise, I think San Diego State has UNLV games that they would, in theory, need to make up. But does it make sense for San Diego State to play UNLV, again, a strong team, certainly not a guaranteed win or anything? Oh, I don't think it does, because wins against them wouldn't help them enough, whereas losses against them would be really bad. So that's kind of the debate that's going on in the Mountain West offices right now. And again, there's not an easy answer. If there was, you know, we would have gotten a press release from the Mountain West telling us what that answer is.
Right. No question. And I think, I mean, Kevin, I know there's a lot of conferences with three, four teams deep, and they're in similar positions where they believe that their third or fourth team is good enough to get in. So even though we love what we're seeing with the Rams and even Utah State, even though they lose both those to Boise State, I think we all agree all those teams would be fun to watch in the tournament, but there's a lot of conferences that can make that same argument three to four teams deep.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, just you can drive yourself crazy looking at sort of the bubble and every weekend. Okay, we need this team to lose and this team to lose and this team to lose and this team to win and this one to win. You can drive yourself crazy because, yeah, there are a ton of those teams that are kind of like CSU, kind of like Utah State, that are pretty darn good, have pretty darn nice resumes, but are very much kind of in that bubble area. And it's tough. And, you know, this year more than ever, it's going to be really hard to pick this tournament because you have so few non-conference games. Even within conferences, you have a wide spread of how many games were played. It's going to be very, very hard for the committee to pick out, you know, how one team compares to another this season. So it's going to be, I don't think anyone's going to know. I mean, most years, there are probably only about 10 teams that go into Selection Sunday pretty unsure if they're in or out. It's going to be a lot more this year, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of teams sweating out Selection Sunday. And honestly, to be frank, most likely CSU will be one of those. Mm. Other than winning the conference tournament, I'm not sure there's a ton they can do between now and then to, you know, rest easy on Selection Eve.
Yeah, and again, Kevin, we've talked about this before. If there even is a conference tournament, are we feeling confident that there is one? Because I know all of us have gone back and forth over the last couple of weeks, but do we feel pretty good that there will be a conference tournament?
Yeah, I mean, never say never, of course, in this COVID year, but every indication is it's happening. I mean, the conversations I've had both on and off the record are, you know, there's no discussion of killing it. I've heard people, you know, say that the week off that is built into the schedule right now is when they should move the conference tournament up to provide teams with a little buffer, a COVID buffer before the NCAA tournament, but that won't happen either. So, yeah, all indications are it's a go.
So the Rams will realistically have a couple of shots here if they don't get the at-large bid, which, as you mentioned, and I think looking at some of the national bracketology stuff I got up in front of me on ESPN, it does show the Rams kind of on the outside looking in. So winning the regular season title, that's your first shot, and unfortunately, you don't control that necessarily, and then winning the conference tournament. So you have a couple of opportunities here, Kevin, but man, it is it's going to be a tight finish for the Rams.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the only way you won't sweat out is if CSU goes and wins that tournament. Otherwise, everyone in the Mountain West in a way. I think San Diego State is probably most secure, but again, that comes back to this series. If they get swept by Boise, then all of a sudden they're not secure. So yeah, it's a stressful time, and with, you know, there's obviously a lot of times where there's a lot of things out of your control, but especially right now. I mean, CSU, I think, called every quad one and quad two team in the nation to see if they could schedule a game this week, and, or, you know, in the last week or two, I should say. And they were close on some, and they just didn't happen. You know, and that would have been a chance for CSU to control its destiny in a little bit, but it didn't happen. So they sit and wait and watch. And yeah, like you, I mean, they're all humans. They know the bracketology as well.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, what does that process look like? You said it. They're making phone calls. They're getting active. They're trying to make a game happen. So many fans. I joked with Coach Medved last week. I said, hey, just look at Twitter. That'll tell you who to schedule a game with. They'll tell you exactly what to do. But what all goes into that? I mean, the Rams make a phone call. Why doesn't it take that next step into, okay, let's schedule a game? Because there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, so the first step is even before the phone call is looking at schedules and looking at who makes sense. As I've written, as I've said a million times, CSU are not going to play a quad three or a quad four team because it's too risky. If you win, it doesn't help you a ton. If you lose, it's a disaster. There are even some quad two teams they wouldn't play because, again, kind of the same thing. It's too risky. So that's the first thing. And then you start calling the teams that have a gap in the schedule because obviously you need someone that's available. Do that, and then it's all about, do they both want to play? Who would be home? Who would be road? What day, you know, is there a bye? Is one of the teams having to pay a fee? All those things are just kind of starting conversation. Let's be real, it's late in the season. Teams are banged up. Teams are hurt. They want some time off if they do have some time off. Some teams are very secure in their NCAA tournament resume, and they say, why the heck would we play? All it can do is hurt us. So those are kind of some of the conversations. I mean, like I said, I know CSU was actually close with one. I believe it was a quad two game. But by the time it was getting close to being put together, it just didn't fit their schedules. And CSU ended up having a scrimmage, basically, to try and get their feet, you know, wet in basketball action again. But it's a long, complicated thing, like I say, or like you said, the Twitter idea of, like, hey, just call these guys and they'll play. I mean, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the people saying, well, Broncos, just go get Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Well, it's not necessarily that easy, folks. If it was, every team would win the championship every year.
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot. The other thing, Kevin, talking to Coach last week, saying that, he said, hey, look around, man. You're not seeing a lot of these quad one teams rescheduling these games suddenly and meeting in the middle somewhere. I mean, it's not happening nationally. So I know Rams fans like to jump on Joe Parker any chance they can get, but in this case, it's a lot harder to do than we're making it sound.
Yeah, and everything I've heard internally is that CSU administration has been supportive of every attempt, you know, going back to when CSU scheduled, you know, Santa Clara 3 days before they played them. So I think the support has been there by all indications. It's just really hard to do. Again, if this happened in, you know, December or even early January, I think CSU would have got a game. But this late in the season, teams are just either too busy, too hurt, or too set in their resume to want to do it.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, my game of the week is CSU Air Force. Normally looking at records like that, you don't think that that's a huge game. But this game, even though it's not against a big-time opponent right at this stage in the year, it's kind of like one of the most important games the Rams have had in a long, long time, maybe even one of the most important for Coach Medved.
Yeah, exactly. They not only need to win both of these against Air Force, they probably need to win them with a little bit of flirt. Mm. Have good margin of victory because that is part of the net, as much as that maybe doesn't make sense. So they need to do that. And then another kind of thing to remember, the Boise-San Diego State series is a Thursday-Saturday, and CSU's Air Force is a Saturday-Monday. So by the time CSU walks off the court after Saturday's game, I believe they tip at the same time as Boise, they will know exactly what happened in that entire series and where they stand, in Mountain West, standings there. So that's a little side note that we'll be keeping track of this weekend.
Yeah, man, that's I'm telling you, I was torn. I want my game of the. I was thinking about putting the Boise State San Diego State series there, but wanted to go local, especially because hey, this is a heck of an opportunity for the Rams. Win or lose the regular season title, they put themselves at least in a position in this weird year where it's going to come down to the wire. So even for that side, it's pretty damn respectable.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I said that to someone on Twitter that was discussing some of this. It's like, well, CSU is in this conversation at the end of April, I'm losing my mind, end of February, and that's all you can really ask is that you're heading into March in the conversation for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So that's all obviously a good sign.
No question about it. Kevin, thanks for taking us down that complicated road, my friend. I know you are documenting this at the Coloradoan, so always appreciate what you're doing. It is a huge week in the Mountain West Conference, which I think a huge week means a great week for this conference, so big things are in store.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And before we go, Brady, I don't want to play teacher's pet, but I am wearing my whole show hat right now, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, that is the best news of that. I told you last week, Kevin, you were our best interview we've ever had on the show. You know that's true, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are like several qualifiers to that, but that's fine. I mean, I'll take it.
Hey, I can't get Coach Medved to wear a whole show hat. I haven't seen him in one, so I mean, that's points right there.
Yeah, man, I love this hat. It fits very nicely.
Colfax, chop that up. That is a new ad we're going to put out very, very soon. Kevin, appreciate you, man. You wear that hat with pride, my friend, and you keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me, Brady. Great chatting.
All right, man. That's Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And I'm telling you guys, if you're a Rams fan, if you like following the Rams, football, basketball, whatever, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that does it better than Kay Light, Kevin Lytle of the Colorado. And no, that's not just because he's wearing a whole show hat, Colfax. I mean, yeah, it's a great-looking hat. It's a great-looking logo. It's amazing. 40 minutes after the hour, this week is going to be so much fun in the Mountain West. Boy, sit tight, man. Nothing is in stone. We don't know who's winning this thing. It's going to be a blast. All right, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.